It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. As we've heard in the news, a grand jury announced their decision not to indict Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson for shooting and killing unarmed black teen Michael Brown. Coming up, a professor of race relations discusses the national implications of the decision and how the country moves forward from here.
First, Governor Scott Walker has been talking to the national news media about a potential run for president. While he hasn't thrown his hat into the ring just yet, he suggested that he is open to the concept, but that could be a tall order trying to do the job of a governor while campaigning in early primary states and beyond.
Our next guest laid out that challenge in a piece this week. We welcome back Jason Stein, state capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's co-author with his colleague Patrick Marley of More Than They Bargained For, Scott Walker, Unions and the Fight for Wisconsin. Jason, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, what leaps to mind is being governor, full-time gig, but in a lot of ways, so is running for president, isn't it?
Right. I would say those are both more than full-time gigs.
So let's start with Governor Walker before we turn to candidate Walker. What kind of things would the governor have to do here in Wisconsin leading up to 2016?
Sure. Well, his immediate task is to find, look over his cabinet, see where he wants to make changes, see where people on his cabinet want to leave, replace those people. At the same time, he's preparing his budget bill that he'll submit in late January or early, mid-February. That, is a document that contains, 60-some billion dollars in state and federal money and spending. It won't be an easy budget. It won't necessarily be a terrifically hard budget in terms of the financial crunch, but it will not be an easy one. There is a shortfall right now being projected. So he'll have to put that together. And all that will take us through, May or June of next year. And then, then will come a whole slew of legislative proposals. So, there'll be a lot going on, particularly over the next 6 months in state government.
And are these things that national Republican bigwigs and maybe early primary voters might watch for signals about what kind of candidate, what kind of president Scott Walker would be?
I think so. I mean, sure. I mean, I think the signature for a Scott Walker presidential campaign is always going to be the way in which he balanced the budget 3 years ago, and which included, repeal of most collective bargaining for most public employees. But there will be, he's talked about wanting to get the budget done quickly to hold up the Republican-controlled state government in Wisconsin as a contrast to the federal government, where obviously we have split control between the parties. And, he's talked about cutting taxes. He's talked about fixing the problems in the state transportation fund. Again, all of those are going to be certainly not probably as challenging as the budget he faced when he came into office, but nevertheless, it won't be a cakewalk either. So,
turning to candidate Walker, if he should run, Iowa, the caucus there, a big opportunity / obstacle for primary candidates. How important is it for a Scott Walker presidential campaign to do well in Iowa?
I think it would be essential because for a couple reasons. One, I mean, he will not necessarily have unlimited financial resources. He certainly does not have the name ID necessarily that say a Paul Ryan would have nationwide, just simply because Paul Ryan was on the ticket. Our congressman from Janesville was the vice presidential candidate in 2012. So, it's essential that if you're someone like Scott Walker, you don't have the name ID of someone like Hillary Clinton, that you get yourself in front of voters in some of those other primary states. Iowa, obviously a neighboring state to Wisconsin. Scott Walker spent some time growing up there, has kind of a common Midwestern values and outlook. So, you know, when you compare it to South Carolina or New Hampshire or one of the, you know, some of the other early states, it's probably the one where he'd have the best chance to do well. It would be easiest for him to physically campaign there as opposed to some of the other early primary states. So, you know, if he were to run and to make a poor showing in Iowa, I think it would be very difficult for him to continue. On the other hand, if he made a strong showing, that might give him something to build on in some of those later states.
And you talk to a lot of Iowa political pros, some longtime observers and people involved in politics in both parties in Iowa. What does it take to make that solid showing in the Iowa caucus?
Right. So what we were told in reporting the story is that you have to remember that this is a caucus state, not a primary. So there are a lot of conventions to selecting a presidential nominee in Iowa that it would be very strange to people in Wisconsin that only know the primary system. And the kind of the nature of a caucus means that you have to have more foot soldiers, you have to have more staff and volunteers to help you, you know, get yourself out there as a candidate. And to do that, you need to start organizing fairly early. So if what we were told is that by, you know, the beginning of next summer, late spring, early summer, Scott Walker or any other presidential candidate would need to have a team in place on the ground in Iowa. And to do that, you know, obviously he'd have to be working on that at some level at the same time that the state is putting together its budget.
Is this a thing where maybe you can make up for a lack of that ground game you're talking about with a massive ad campaign, put your money into TV
right.
and radio?
I mean, obviously that always helps. But what people in Iowa told me is that no, you can't have this as an air war, so to speak. You have to have a ground campaign as well. I mean, you know, to just give you one example of the what would seem like to us maybe sort of goofy rules of a caucus system, when you show up to vote in the evening in the wintertime, you have to have people get out there during a limited couple-hour window. You know, there's no early voting. There's no voting in the morning. There's no voting on your lunch hour from work. You've got to go out in the evening, and then, you know, you'll be in this room, in this community, you know, building a church or school or something. And supporters, say, of a Scott Walker or Chris Christie or Rand Paul or whoever ends up running, can then stand up and give speeches. So, you know, some local community leader from your community in Iowa might stand up and say, well, I'm going to vote for Marco Rubio because of X, Y, or Z. And so, you know, there are these quirky elements of the caucus system that makes having a team of your own there very important.
This sounds time-consuming, and it sounds like it might be an advantage to be politically unemployed, to not be the governor of a state while you're running for president. That might have been an advantage for, say, Mitt Romney last time around.
Right. I mean, it's clearly an advantage for anyone running for president, you know, be it a primary or caucus state where they're competing, to just be able to devote themselves to that all-consuming task. And obviously, if you are not if you are employed, you do have a job serving the public. The next best thing would, in some ways, to be in Congress, because there, you know, you have to show up and do votes. But you're not a governor. You're not responsible for 60 or 70,000 full-time state employees. You're not solely responsible for putting together that budget of tens of billions of dollars. So, you know, you have a little more flexibility in your schedule. You know, the flip side of that is that you have the low approval ratings that come with Congress. But again, it can be done. I mean, you know, obviously George Bush was governor of Texas. He ran for president, and he did make it to the White House. But that being said, it's not an easy task to be a sitting governor and a presidential candidate.
Jason, thanks a lot for joining us, as always.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
That's Jason Stein, state capitol reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.